Do you think they're going to try to, looking at the way they play defense, are they going to try to force you, do you think, to beat them?
You know, they're going to play their defense. They're a good defense, a good team. You know, we got to play our game. It doesn't matter what they do. We have assignments to do and face, you know, whatever they come out in, so we just have to execute.
Okay, it seems like they stopped the run, though, pretty much, and try to force the ball into the quarterback.
I mean, typically that's a lot of defense's philosophy is stop the run and try to have them pass.
Brett, I know you're going to go through your reads. You're going to throw to the open guy, just like Aaron always did, but you have to give Randall Cobb the ball.
I mean, you throw the ball to who's open and where the, you know, read dictates, so it's not, you know, just force somebody the ball.
But how much better is your offense when you can't get Randall the ball in his hands?
They're all playmakers. I mean, Randall Cobb, Jordy, Devontae, when they get the ball, that's really, you know, like I said at the beginning, you know, the offense runs through them. And when we get them the ball in space, you know, they do a lot of great things. So that is what we try to do on offense.
Brett, you were so excited on Sunday about winning.
Yeah.
And it's so important to you. Now, how does this week go? Because you can also be coached hard after a win, and you need to be more productive in the passing game. So what's this week?
You know, just doing what we do best, and that's execute it. You know, whatever's called, run it and execute it to the best of our ability. You know, that's the name of the game. You know, we can, you know, if we wanted to, we could air it out every play. But, you know, we run the ball pretty efficiently here, and that's a big part of this game.
I mean, Rob's asking about Randall, but the reality is if you only complete 13 passes, you only get 50 plays.
Yeah.
Is that the challenge, is to get the plays up and everything else will follow, or how do you?
I mean, typically that's usually, you know, how it goes. You know, what hurt us last game is, you know, we had a couple 3-and-outs, and that sort of halts a lot. And, you know, Tampa Bay's offense, we're going on pretty long drives. So, you know, there's a multitude of things that sort of dictate how much you pass, how much you run, sort of the flow of the game. So we just have to sustain drives, and that'll give us more opportunity.
When your running game's constantly giving you 3, 4, 5 yards, just how helpful is that for you?
It's unbelievable. When you're not in like a 3rd and long, you're, you know, statistically you're favored. So as long as we can keep it 3rd and shorts, you know, as long as 3rd and under 5 or 6, we're good.
Brett, they use the term trap game. What's dangerous about a team that hasn't won, really, you know, has nothing to play for, no tomorrow essentially?
You know, they're a really good team. I mean, they've been, I think, 3 points within like 4 games. So, you know, they have great players. They're an NFL team. So no game is just a cakewalk or a breeze. I mean, you have to come with it every game. And we have to win, you know, so we have to get out there and do what we do best.
Brett, is it a strange feeling going into this knowing that maybe it could be your last as a starter this year?
Man, I'm just making the most of this opportunity. You know, whatever it is, however many opportunities I get, I just got to make the most of it and lead this team.
Talked about the running game. As a quarterback, do you benefit when it's different guys back there? I mean, Jamal or Aaron, different types of runners. Does that help you at the quarterback spot, or does that not matter?
Yeah, to me, you know, they both do a fantastic job running the ball. They bring a different style. Aaron is a very smooth runner. Jamal, straight down the hill. So it's a different style running game, but they both do, you know, phenomenal, whether it's running, pass blocking, and keeping catching out the backfield.
Do you think this is your last week as a starter?
I mean, I have no idea. So those calls aren't up to me.
How'd you think the scout team quarterback looked today?
Man, we had 3 of them. There was one that was that was really good.
Obviously, the read option worked well for you guys last week. But can you do too much? You know, I'm thinking about Prescott last week. They ran the option once it gets his hand smashed.
Yeah, it gets smashed. That's sort of like the risk you run with running the zone read. You just got to be smart on how to take the hit. So you got to absorb the hit rather than just go face first into it. But, you know, whether it's a zone read game or downhill, doesn't really matter. You know, if I got to protect myself when I'm running it. So sort of how it goes.
Is it kind of pick your spots for whether it's Mike calling it or you running it? Max efficiency, is it kind of pick your spots and when the best time to do that is?
It's just the flow of the game, really. You know, if it's there, we call it. If it's not, you know, we'll figure out something else.
Brett, not too many cold weather games. Have 2 of them. This one's supposed to be freezing. Anything you do differently to prepare? How do you lean on those little experiences?
I eat a little bit more throughout the week. And, you know, try to bulk up a little bit. and I'll burn it off on Sunday. So.
Brett, people are, you know, we're talking about next week with Carolina as if Aaron's going to be back, and that's not guaranteed. I mean, we don't know how this game is going to turn out. So is it important to have that mentality if you don't know how? I mean, how are you approaching this psychologically? Because there's no guarantee that this is your last chance.
I got to approach it like I'm the starter each and every week, even as, you know, when I was backup. Every week I try to approach like the starter because, as we saw Vikings, you never know what's going to happen. You know, whatever happens, happens. I just have to approach it and be ready for if my number's called upon.
From a quarterback's perspective, are you able to tell when you look at Aaron, throw the football or conduct the scout team, whether there's any parts of his game that are still lagging after not doing anything for 7 weeks?
No, I mean, he's Aaron Rodgers. You know, he throws the ball like any I've ever seen, so still slinging it.
Played pretty good at corner when you guys were doing the drills, too.
Yeah, he tries.
Is that typical?
Well, we take shots on him sometimes, you know what I'm saying? He tries to get out there and play defense a little bit. Feet, corner, you know, a little slow, so we take shots on him every once in a while.
Does he got tendencies?
He does. He does. And we take advantage every single time.
Hey, you told me, like a year ago, that there, at one point you started looking at some tape of Aaron Rodgers from like 07, 08, and then you said to yourself, hey, wait a minute, you know, there is progress. And we've seen it in Aaron, Jordy, Morgan Burnett.
Yeah.
They get better every year.
Yeah.
So tell me about that experience now in the last 5 weeks. Where do you think you've been able to improve like that?
You know, I've just had to stay consistent and do, as far as like, you know, statistically, you know, whatever it is, I feel like I've been getting better each and every week. And I feel like I've grown a lot in these 5 weeks. I mean, this is stuff that you can't sort of gain as a backup. This is real life action during the season and leading the team in those situations. You don't get that in practice. You don't get that being a scout team. So I've grown so much in these past five couple weeks. But, you know, I've also had to realize that it isn't like just, you know, I'm here, I want to be a Hall of Famer, and you just jump there. You know, I've really developed that, and McCarthy has helped me, and Aaron and AVP, all those guys, that it's a steady process and it's a steady growth. And, you know, I've just been feeling more comfortable each and every week and just sort of putting my game together till, you know, one day I'm there.
You played really well at Pittsburgh. You played well at Chicago. The games here haven't gone quite so well. What do you make out of that? Just weird thing or?
No, man. You know, we won, so that's I'm just happy with that. But statistically, you know, I don't know, you know, whether it's whatever it is. I don't know. You know, you can't just say this is it, but it is what it is.
Okay. Two more.
Are you a road quarterback more? Are you like, I feel just for whatever reason, why do you feel comfortable on the road?
I feel comfortable at home. I mean, it's not saying just because, you know, you played three games and had two games good away, you know, it doesn't mean you're a road quarterback. It's just that's what happened. So, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, I would love to have a 6-touchdown performance at home, you know, hopefully soon.